Matthews, if GOP planning to make trouble for Hunter, President Biden will get re-elected. By Pam Kee on January 4, 2023. Former MSNBC host Chris Matthews claimed Wednesday on Morning Joe that if the House Republicans make trouble for Hunter Biden, that will help his father, President Joe Biden, get re-elected. Matthews said, "I think about history, and I look at the 50th Congress that came in 1946. And it was called a do-nothing Congress, and this looks like a do-nothing Congress." He added, "This leadership is a problem. I'm not sure they have a positive objective. I think if Joe Biden runs again, he probably will. He'll run against the do-nothing House of Representatives, who they used to say back in that Truman state opened every day with a prayer and with a probe. And if that's all they're going to do is make trouble for Hunter Biden or whatever else, if that's all they're going to do for 2 years and the way they looked like that yesterday, that's what they want to be as a troublemaking caucus, it's going to help Biden get re-elected." In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris' investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.